Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I'm going to give you as much energy as my ass has today, which is not very much, but you're going to get everything I got. I am alone in my apartment because my boy Finley left us last night just after midnight, and I laid with him on the living room floor in his final moments. And it was as shitty as you think. I will say this, I'm glad that I didn't have to take him to the vet to get put down. I've often hoped that when it was time for my pets to go, not just my boys, but like I've had plenty of pets over the years. I had a couple ferrets. I had two other cats. So like I've been around a lot of animals. I had a couple dogs growing up. I've often thought like, motherfucker, like I would much rather them pass, die, whatever word you want to use. I would much rather them just do it here at our place. Then like stress them the fuck out, load them into a carrier, take them to the vet. They fucking hate the vet. Sit in a fucking room. Wait for the vet. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to fucking do that. I don't want to make the drive. They don't want to make the drive. At least, like, go here with your stuff. And, like, with me here. Plus, too, I can be as fucking emotional as I want. Like, if I'm out and fucking talking to the fucking vet, like, I don't want to fucking break down and shit. I want to, like, keep it together and, like, handle my fucking business. But at least here, I can just fucking sob on the goddamn floor. It was super quick. The day started out fucking awesome yesterday. I woke up to a message from some motherfucker at the Wall Street Journal wanting to talk to my ass about, like, one of my fucking Facebook posts / podcasts. And I'm not fucking lying to you here. The Wall Street Journal sent Chris Johnson a fucking message. And I was like, hey, I'd really like to talk to you about this. And I thought to myself, like, I don't give two fucks if I'm being catfished here. I'm answering that call for the fucking story alone. Whether it is the Wall Street Journal or it isn't, this is fucking incredible. And I'm gonna give you a fucking spoiler. It was the fucking Wall Street Journal. I talked to a fucking reporter yesterday for 20 goddamn minutes. You know how fucking exciting that was? Not because I give two shits about being in the Wall Street Journal or like being in like a publication. It's the story itself. It's the idea of the situation. The idea that some motherfucker at the Wall Street Journal is reading my fucking Facebook page is the most ludicrous thing on fucking earth. It is fucking hilarious that they want to talk to me. So I did that. And I'm telling all these people, like, motherfucker, you know who is really interesting to the Wall Street Journal? Chris motherfucking Johnson. Look at this shit. Showing people I'm fucking excited about it. I'm telling Finley. I'm like, Finley, your fucking papa's a big deal now. I'm a big dick player. I'm swinging down past my fucking knees here. So like, you know, you got a fucking high. I was excited. I was fucking giddy. That shit took up like the first part of my day. And then like later on in the day, I was like, well, I got a vacuum. I'm going to go for a run. And Finley was good. And he was laying on a blanket in the kitchen. And then like, you know, he got up and things were a little weird. He was just like standing weird. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? And he kind of like fell over trying to itch himself, which was, you know, that's what he's been doing lately. He's fucking 17 and a half. What the fuck are you going to do? And I noticed that he peed on his fucking blanket in there, which is extremely rare, but it happened a few days ago too, where he like peed on the bed. And that's, you know, so like I'm knowing like motherfucker, like he's starting to not be able to control himself. Like we're in the fucking dying days here. Like I know this, I understand this. Motherfucker, I've been thinking about this since I lost Simon. When you've got a 17 and a half year old pet, you know what's coming. And how I handle it is I don't really think about it. I think like motherfucker's here right now. He's doing good right now. That's all that fucking matters. You can't worry about the fact that he's going to die. Everybody's going to die. People that you love that are in great shape could die tomorrow. So you don't fucking know. You don't want to dwell on it. I washed him because he was, you know, his back end was a little pee. You know, gave him a little bath. He was pissy about it. You know, fighting it. So like he had the fucking fire, like fuck this shit, dried him off. And then shortly after that was it. He was stumbling around. He was meowing in distress. He crawled in his fucking, you know, this enclosed bed, and he spent the rest of his time there. And I laid with him on and off for fucking hours. And, you know, and then he just went. And here's some weird stuff that you never think about if your pet dies at home. Like, okay, what do you do with him? Like, you just got a fucking dead body here. Here, let me give you some tips, some Chris Johnson tips that I did not know at the time, but like, you know, I was up till 5 in the morning and I only slept 5 fucking hours. I'm wired. Make sure if that ever happens that like you got a small window of a couple hours to move him and like position him in whatever fucking position you want him to be in, because he's going to get stiff. Rigor mortis is going to set in. You're not going to be able to move his ass. Position him how you want. You know, wrap him up in a towel or whatever the fuck. Make sure it's not a towel or blanket that you're going to want back, because they're probably going to keep it. So just keep that shit in mind. I called my vet. Or actually, I emailed my vet because I was not in any position to talk to anybody. And he was like, well, we use this service here. It's closer to you, so you might want to go directly through them. So I did. And I, you know, took care of the body shit today. Just loaded him up in the fucking car and, you know, just fucking left him there. I felt like bad doing it. Like, why am I leaving him there? But like, he's not fucking alive, but like, you still feel bad about it. I think the toughest thing for me, you know, aside from like, you know, the fact that this is going on, was like, you know, I just chilled with him on the floor for I don't know how long, you know, moving him around, getting him all positioned and shit. And, you know, he still felt like his normal self, even though I knew it was fucking gone. And I wrapped him up and slept in the living room with him. And this morning, you know, I touched him and he was fucking cold. And it was just fucking bizarre. That was the hardest thing for me. It's almost like it wasn't real until I felt him and it was just cold and stiff. And that fucking sucked. It's hard to explain how that feels. I've never had an animal die at home, so I never had to deal with that. Oh, fuck. I am upright and I'm trying to do things and I'm not doing anything. And my apartment's a fucking disaster and I'm trying. I'm in no position to work tomorrow. I already fucking called off. I think I should be good by Friday. I have no fucking idea. We'll fucking see. You should just know that Finley was fucking awesome and that they were both fucking awesome and I love them. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, hopefully in better spirits. You know the fucking sites, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever the fuck. I can't remember anything. I can't remember the goddamn sites right now. I'm in Twitter, Johnson Hates You, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline as well.